You're listening to the best of the big band era, only here at the Big Band Serenade.
Another Humphrey Tomardella production.
Well, welcome, dear friends, and welcome to the Big Band Serenade. This week, I'm on vacation.
But rest assured, I haven't forgotten. This week, we're going to go back and listen to some Glenn Miller.
We're going to start the show with an interview that was done by Paul Douglas in 1944 with Glenn Miller, and then we'll listen to one of his remote broadcasts. I'd like to say a little bit about Paul Douglas. You know, he was a Yale graduate who played professional football with the Philadelphia Yellow Jackets. Before turning to regional theater, he parlayed his love of athletics into a prosperous career as a sports announcer in the 1930s, and in the next decade, he became a radio actor and a master of ceremonies. He was the announcer for the bandleader Glenn Miller's final program in 1944. He was a frequent visitor to Broadway stages. Douglas became a star in a tailor-made role of a vulgar junk tycoon, Harry Brock, in Garrison Kanin's play, Born Yesterday, in which he was co-starred with Judy Holliday. Now, he is best remembered for his baseball pitchers. It Happens Every Spring in 1949, Angels in the Outfield 1951, and his reteaming with Judy Holliday in 1956's The Solid Gold Cadillac. Now, let's go to Paul Douglas's interview with Glenn Miller in 1944.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Douglas, sort of cutting in here, as I quite often do on Glenn Miller's Moonlight Serenades. I want to swap a few questions and answers with the head man himself. And, Glenn, more or less seriously, let's get to the facts.
I'm listening and ready to go to work, Paul.
Well, I think almost everybody knows all about you, Glenn, that you were born in Iowa, went to school at the University of Colorado. They know how you got that first trombone, so let's skip the life story and get to a question that a lot of folks would like to have you answer. Now, they see your band. They like it. And they ask, how do you all keep that swell spirit up there day after day? And I'd like to know myself. What is the secret, Mr. Miller?
Well, one thing, we pay the boys, Paul. That sort of helps.
Well, I kind of asked for that one. But dead seriously, Glenn, what is the answer? After all, a band works long hours, traveling by bus most of the time. They must really get beat. How come they don't ever get down and have it affect the music?
Well, to answer you seriously, Paul, we start off by saying we got a swell gang, and that means a lot. We work hard together, but we also play together, and that means a lot, too. It may sound a little funny to say, but we're sort of like one happy family. Of course, we get a little tired once in a while and sort of let down, but then we meet a swell new gang of enthusiastic people. They're glad to see us, and, Paul, that makes us feel so good. You just aren't down anymore. We really get our kicks when the crowd starts breaking it up.
Well, I think that's the answer, Glenn. It sounds sort of like keep 'em flying. That's the real spirit. Now, a lot of the fans, too, want to know where you'll be heading this spring. So give us the lowdown. What's cooking?
Well, Paul, so far as we know, we'll be going for the coast soon to make another picture with Sonya Henie. The title is tentatively set as Iceland, I guess. And on the way back, we're going to stop out and see our friends in just as many places as possible. Everywhere we go, there'll be those moonlight serenades, of course, coming at you every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
And then they really satisfy.
Well, we aim to, Paul, and the best way we can do is just play the tunes you folks listen and want to hear, so let us know your favorite. Now, time's up, folks, so for Paul Douglas and for me, so long, everybody.
Well, that was swell, Glenn. Now, if I may butt in here...
Come right in, Paul. I'm sure everybody recognized that Paul Douglas baritone already.
Well, thanks, Glenn. Maybe they have. After all, it's been a good 2 years since we first started kicking around the dialogue on those moonlight serenades of yours.
And, Paul, you've always been, shall I say, very satisfying.
Well, wait a minute, Miller. I came up here to interview you.
Well, you can get me next time. This time, I'm asking all the questions.
Okay, I won't argue with the head man.
Well, the usual question first is, where were you born?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Born and raised there, and that's where I first started talking.
On the radio, you mean?
Yes, on the radio, I mean.
And how long ago was that, if I'm not too personal?
Well, I'll give my age slightly, all of about 14 years back, Len.
Brother, you must have practically teethed on a killer cycle.
Oh, yes, Glenn. In those days, you did more than teethe on him. You sort of lived on him. You signed the station on around 7 o'clock in the morning, and just as likely as not, you put it to bed at 2 a.m. the following morning, and then if you turned around quick, you slept and put the station back on the air at 7 o'clock the same morning.
Well, how about that sports jive of yours, Paul? When did you get interested in athletics?
Well, that about the same time that you learned to play the trombone, Glenn. I just sort of played them and liked them and then talked about them and... Well, I really get my kicks at any kind of a ball game.
What's this I hear about the acting department?
Well, that delves into the deep, dark, dank past. I might say that I have my initials on a few spears in various and sundry theaters around the country. My best performances are in Kane's Warehouse, probably.
And were you acting when you played to the Providence Steamrollers?
Well, I was a character actor, probably, under the bench. I did play a little stock seriously out where you went to school. I was a member of the Elitch's Garden Stock Company back in 1925. Had a good actor as a leading man, a fellow named Frederick March. Ever hear of him?
Yeah, I sort of do. The kid gets around in the movies a little now.
A little bit. I did just look, Glenn, and I know the production department's given us that Time's Up cue, so let's forget our acting and just remind the folks to tune in this station every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday for Moonlight Serenade with lovely Marion Hutton, Ray Eberly, Tex Beneke, and all the boys.
Right, Paul, and don't forget, everybody, this is your program, and we want to play the tunes you like, so let us hear from you. This is Glenn Miller saying goodnight for Marion, Ray, Tex, and the Modern Airs, all the boys in the band. We'll be seeing you soon. And in the meantime, keep them flying.
Well, that was a great interview, both with Paul Douglas and with Glenn Miller interviewing each other. That was great. I believe that may have been one of the last interviews with Glenn Miller. And remember, he disappeared December of 1944, a plane crash, on one of the many tours that he did during World War II to entertain our troops. Can you imagine listening to Glenn Miller three times a week on the radio? Compare that to what we have to listen to today. I'm very thankful for the recordings that we have, so let's listen to one of those great radio broadcasts by Glenn Miller. This show was aired on June the 18th, 1938.
With his trombone specially are here to entertain you. So here's Glenn Miller's music. Pretty Gail Reese steps forward to give you the words of a ditty about the butcher boy.
Gonna marry him, the butcher boy for me.
on from here, and Master Miller signals for a ballot. Calls Ray Everly forward, and the tune is Don't Wake Up My Heart. Novelty song that we're going to call for Long Tex Bennett. He gives you the full and complete story. The Cowboys from Brooklyn.
Thank you.
Toot. What you say? How's all them cowhands out your way?
Y'all have got me wrong. You're barking up the wrong tree. I was born and raised in Brooklyn. Yes, sirree, that's me.
Well, I never heard a Brooklyn native say you all. Now, how come you talk with that southern drawl?
Well, it's a long story, neighbor.
Well, let's hear it. That's fine.
Well, I'm affixing to tell you if you'll just give me time. When I was just a little shaver down in Brooklyn, I always thought that I would like to be a cowboy. Because I like to see them in the moving pictures, a riding and a shooting away. And so as I grew up and saved a lot of money, I bought a saddle and I bought a bucking bronco. Said goodbye to all the fellas back in Brooklyn, and went way down to Texas one day. But I'll tell you what, I worked so hard, and everybody played so rough. That they always had me waiting on the table, sweeping out the table and stuff. And so I sold my saddle and my bucking bronco, and you won't never catch me near another cowboy. Cause I can always see them in the moving pictures, a riding and a shooting away. Oh, yeah. But I belong in Brooklyn, hanging round the jazz band, booming on my tenor all day.
Something in the sweet way now. Here's one of the songs of the moment titled My Best Wishes. Miller's music from the Paradise Restaurant in New York, and one of the best from the facile pen of Vincent Newman. I know that you know.
You know the next bit of ballads coming up. A sweet bit of a song that Ray Abel is going to yarble for you. Titled On the Sentimental Side. Glenn Miller's choice for the old favorite of each, lilting tune titled On the Alamo. Dale Reese, the call is the word.
tonight I say I love you so. But in all my dreams, I know where the moon swings low on the Alamo.
Thanks, Mr. Reed. I will gather up all the loose ends, Maestro Glenn. Get a firm hold on your trombone. It's the Dipsy Doodle.
Thank you.
music by Miller, Maestro Glenn Miller, and his orchestra. Songs by Gail Reese, Ray Everly, and Tex Bennett. The proceedings coming to you from the Paradise Restaurant in New York City. Thanks, Maestro Glenn. We'll be seeing you soon again.
Well, dear friends, it's time to close our show for today. I sure do hope that you enjoyed our little excursion into Glenn Miller and his remote broadcast. Let's close with the complete, unedited version of Moonlight Serenade for your enjoyment. And I hope to see you again here next week at the Big Band Serenade. Have a great week, and God bless you. Bye-bye. How many of you purchase products online? I do. It's convenient and cost-effective. This is Dennis here at the Old Time Radio Network to tell you about Brookstone, America's number one retailer of innovative gifts and products for your home and office. Let's face it, we all want to save money and time and shopping. You can do all that and more at Brookstone.
a nationwide specialty retailer offering a wide assortment of products that are distinctive and of high quality, not offered by other retailers. As a listener to the Old Time Radio Network, you will receive 10% off of any order by using the promo code SHOWOTR. That is SHOWOTR. Brookstone, 10% off. Promo code SHOWOTR. Save money, save time, shop at Brookstone.